Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 with my podcast for this week. I have a special, very special guest with me today, Dan Hoff, who is the newest city councilman for the city of Westminster. So Dan, if you could introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your background, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Dennis. I'm Dan Hoff, and I was just elected in May. I lived in Westminster since 1999. I was born and raised out in New Windsor. My background is in real estate, and I look forward to talking to you today.
Dan, I guess the first question would come to everybody's mind, at least mine. Why did you run for city council for the city of Westminster? What prompted you to do that?
Well, the funny answer is that Tony Cavacci called me back in December and persuaded me to run. But in all seriousness, the opportunity to have an impact on the place where you live and work was very appealing to me. I've done a lot of work over the years related to real estate and the real estate industry down in Annapolis. But to have the impact where you live and work is something that I really like the idea of.
Right. I have to agree with that, because when people ask me all the time why I'm running there, why I'm doing this or doing that, the first thing that comes to my mind is I want to make this a better place for me, my family, and my friends to live and work and play in. I mean, that's what it's all about. Let's make this as great a place as it could possibly be for everyone to enjoy Westminster in your case and in Carroll County in my case, for families, for everyone to come in here. When people don't have problems and they're living and everything's going well, I don't get any phone calls, but you know, it's just a better place that way. It's just nicer. And why shouldn't we try to make this as nice as we possibly can?
And I know that, you know, a lot of people like to be cynical about politics, but, you know, it's really important that you have people that care about the community and have a diverse background. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I was really attracted to running on council, because it's not, if I'm just one person, you need other people, and you well know this, other people around you with different perspectives, different strengths. And one of the things that really appealed to me is the person that was running for mayor who won, Mona Becker, is someone I know well, very smart, has a different background than I do. Tony Cavacci also is someone I know very well. You know, he served on council for 12 years, very knowledgeable. Greg Pecoraro, as you know as well. And we all have different perspectives, also Ann Thomas and Kevin Dayhoff. But when you're working with a group of people that bring different aspects to the table and are willing to debate issues and try to find solutions to problems, you know, too often we see in national politics and many times, even sometimes in local politics, people arguing and making things personal, where you really should be able to just work through the issues and have debates, make votes, and try to come to the best decision. Because everybody cares about the community. Everybody on the council, even when we don't all agree, we're coming from the perspective of caring about the community. And Tony and I have already had our first vote where I voted one way and he voted the other way. And we're cool with each other.
And you're still here, so that's good.
And we're still here. He hasn't, he hasn't taken me out back.
Well, I have to agree completely with that. Although, as everyone out there knows, I'm all for charter government for the county. However, I do like the fact that with the commissioner form of government, we all talk. There's five of us, and we discuss and debate and talk about issues many times, you know, and then we vote on them. I'll be very frank. I've had my mind changed because of what other people have said. I started an issue, and clear cut my mind is going to go in this direction. But when you hear a different perspective from someone who knows what they're talking about, and if you're really listening and paying attention, not just have your mind closed off, then you say, you know what? That actually makes sense. Maybe I'm wrong in this perspective. And that's a great thing about having, in your case, city council, in my case, the five commissioners working together, talking. And that's another great thing about having in-person meetings. I'm so happy that we're back in person now.
Thank God.
With Zoom and stuff like that, it wasn't the same. It really wasn't. I just put my picture up there and I leave and no one knew. No, I never did that. But you know, when you have face-to-face talks and so forth, it's just so much better. It really is. And I really like that. I had a meeting yesterday with the Transit Advisory Council. It was our first in-person meeting since COVID. It was an hour and a half discussion back and forth. It was great. It was a great meeting because I believe we were face-to-face and everyone felt free to talk. It's just a little easier for synergy when your people are in the same room together, working together. So what's your first impressions of being a city councilman since you've been, 2 months or something? It's long enough. No,
it's a lot to learn and it is a lot of work. You know, I'm sure over time it'll get a little bit easier from a time perspective because you have a better lay of the land. But it does take a, you know, it does take a lot of time, especially if you want to do a good job and learn about the issues that really impact a city. And again, you know, some people can be cynical and they think that, you know, some of the issues that are out there are very simplistic. But when you really start digging into issues, as you well know, they can get very complex very quickly. And there are competing dynamics and issues that you need to consider to come to the best decision that you can come to. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it during the campaign, you know, going around, meeting a lot of people. And one of the reasons I did decide to run is because I really love this city. You know, again, I've lived here since 1999, and there's a lot that we want to accomplish as a city.
Right. And I have to say, I agree 100% that once you're in here, things, number one, look different than they do from the outside. And the issues aren't black and white. I'll never forget, I got an email from a person who said, just make the right decision or do the right thing, whatever it said. Okay, what do you mean do the right thing, make the right decision? Because it's not, this is the right decision, this is the wrong decision. It doesn't appear that way when you have all the information. There are things, there are gray areas. It's not just black and white. You have to consider all the options. And what you hopefully try to do is make the best decision. Because what's right, what's wrong, it depends on who's looking at it. It's whose perspective is coming from. So that makes it difficult because no matter, and as you're going to find out, no matter what decision you make, and in your mind it could be clear cut, this is the best decision. There's going to be people that say, I don't know how he could vote it that way. I just don't understand it. I thought Dan was a nice guy or whatever, you know, and it just goes that way. And it does, because it's very hard because it's not black and white. I just put that out there.
No, and sometimes you have to make a decision. You know, I kind of believe that when you're in the position to make a vote, that you have to vote, you know, to abstain from a vote. I'm not a big fan of that. You know, you might have an issue where you're 55-45 on, where you could go one way or the other. But at the end of the day, you have to make a decision when you're in these positions. And, you know, sometimes you might feel very adamant about your vote. And sometimes you might be a little bit in the middle and have to call it one way or the other and hope that you ended up going the right way.
Right.
But also, I do think it's important too, you know, if you realize you've made a mistake or you start going down a road that isn't working. You know, we were just having a conversation last night about ordinances and codes and the fact that text amendments exist for a reason. When we find an issue within a code or ordinance, there's nothing wrong with going back and revising it to make it better or to provide clarity and stuff like that. And I'm a big believer in that. Sometimes, you know, the best laid plans lead to unintended consequences, and you got to be prepared to make modifications as you need.
I'm going to say we have about 40 seconds left.
Oh, my.
That time just flies by. Anything you want to bring up in this last couple seconds?
Well, I do want to mention a couple things, just kind of focused on Westminster. We have hired a new city administrator that we're very excited about. Her name is Sarah Imholz. She is starting on September the 7th. So we're very excited about that. She's very excited for the city as she's planning on moving here, which is something that we as council were very excited about as well, and being very involved in the community. We didn't really just want a bureaucrat that was going to be sitting in their office. We wanted someone to be very involved. We just had the presentation of the Wakefield Valley Master Plan last night. That's going to be something that we're going to be working on for years because it is a really big project.
All right, I'm going to have to cut you off.
Sorry,
time is up. Sorry about that. 10 minutes
does
fly by.
Yes.
I want to say thank you for coming here today, and I'm looking for a continual success with the county and the city working together for the benefit of both and everyone that lives in the county. Thank you very much, Dan, for coming today.
No problem. Thanks.